This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw, according to Dr. Weiss, that God, as to his nature, is love. We also saw that Jesus modeled being love-driven. His love for us is the basis for our motive to be love-driven and directed. Listen to 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Once we receive by faith God's love offer of forgiveness and acceptance, we experience a new life, eternal life, and the Holy Spirit begins to dwell in us. As a result of his presence, Paul says in Romans 5:5, God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. The Holy Spirit is God, the third person, who as to his nature is love. It is his nature to be loving. When he enters our lives at the time we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, he begins pouring out his love into our hearts. We become profoundly aware of how much God loves us. It is humbling and exhilarating at the same time. This experience prompts us to reciprocate and love God in a new, fervent way. But John makes it clear this is not something that is to be primarily private. Our love for God will be seen by our loving our brothers. Listen to 1 John 4:20 and 21. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. His loving us motivates our love for God and others. Praise God for his love towards us.